Welcome to Torah Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Parsha Shlach, which is the Parsha Shoshavu in Chutzaretz. For those in Eretz Yisrael, you're welcome to join us in a learning of a parak of Sefer Yehoshua. So Parsha Shlach in the book of Bamidbar is, of course, we know, famous for Chet HaMeraglim. Moses sends 12 spies. In the beginning, Kula Manashim, says Rashi, Kulam Ksherim, they go to scout out the land, Perek Yud Gimel. Moshe gives them specific instructions. They come back and they say, we can't do it. We can't go up. The people are stronger than God. Amalek is there. We're grasshoppers. The people lift their voice. They sit down that night. Chazal say that it was Tisha B'Av. The people cry. They reject Eretz Yisrael. Perek Yadad. They're all going to die in the desert. Some try and go back. Moshe says, don't go. Hashem's not with you. The disastrous sin of the spies, of which Chazal say, Atem b'chisim b'chil shalchiyam. HaKadosh Baruch said, he cried for no reason. Ani kovei lechem b'chil adorus. And that was the first Tisha B'Av in our national history. We do have a couple of other topics in Parsha Shlach as well, even though they're less famous than the sin of the spies. The mitzvah of Hafrashos Challah is in Perek Tesvav. Hafrashos Challah is actually a mitzvah d'oraisa tuya ba'aretz. When you come to the land that I am giving you, and you have the chal, the isa, the dough of the land, the first of the dough, you shall separate as chal, as a gift for the Kohen. Parsha Shlach also ends with what we call the third paragraph of the Shema, the Psil Techelas on the Kanaf, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, which we say every day in our recitation of Kriya Shema. The Haftorah comes from Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Beis. What's happening in Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Beis? Yehoshua sends two spies into the town of Yericho in order to... Their mission is very different than the spies that Moshe sent. Their mission is to see what is the morale of the people. It was no longer, are we going in there or we're not going. They knew they were going in. So what was their mission? To test the resolve, to find out the resolve of the people. So here we go. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, in the Torah, say for Yehoshua, Vayishlach Yehoshua binun min hashitim, shnayim anashim miraglim cheresh lemor. Lechu ru'u es ha'aretz, ve'es yericho, vayechu vayavo beis ishazona, okay, Yehoshua sends two spies from Shittim near the Yarden River where they're camped. They are going as spies. They are going in stealth. They're going secretly. Go see the land. Go specifically, Yehoshua says, to the city of Yericho. They go and they come to the house of a woman who is a Zona, whose name is Rachav, and they stay there. Now, first of all, who were these two spies? The Psukim don't label their names, but according to Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, they were Kalev and Pinchas, two very, very prominent men in Am Yisrael. Kalev, of course, was one of the two spies of Moshe who did not sin. Him and Yehoshua said, Tovel ha'aretz me'od me'od. Don't rebel against God, the land is wonderful. And the other one was Pinchas, the famous Pinchas of Zimri and Cosby fame, the grandson of Aaron, who is a Kana for Kosh Baruch Hu. These were the two spies that were sent into Yericho. Now, what does it mean she was an Isha Zona? So interestingly, there are different opinions. I know the Pshat, we all think it means she was a prostitute. That is one opinion. But Rashi to this Pasuk says, quoting Targum Yohonasan, Pun de Kisha, Aramaic for Pundak. She was an innkeeper. That's what Rashi says, quoting the Targum. She had a pundak, mocheres mine mizonus. And in her pundak, she sold different types of food. And Mitzidus Tzion says the same. Zona, mocheres mazon. So Zona, according to Rashi here, Pasuk Af, and Mitzidus Tzion, is that she was someone who sold food. Zona from the word mazon. There is also the opinion that she was taka, a zona, actually a prostitute. And interestingly, even though Rashi in the first Pasuk says that she had a pundak where she sold Mazon, Rashi to Pasuk Tesvav in the same parak, 15 verses later, says that she was a Zona who would lower a rope down the window to bring up her customers. This is, listen to Rashi, I'm skipping ahead to Pasuk Tesvav. But also Chevel, the Chalon Hayuhano Afim Olin Ela, the way she lowered the spies down so that they could escape with their life with a rope through the window. Through that rope, through that window, the adulterers would come up to her. Amra, Rachav said, Ribono Sha'olam, Master of the World, Ba'o, Ba'o, Elu chatasi, with these I sin, this rope and window I sin, be'elu timchali, with these, and the Rashi is quoting the Gemara in Zvachim, and with these, please forgive me. So she used the same tools, the window and the rope, which brought her adulterers up to be with her, to now do teshuva and lower down Kalev and Pinchas so they would not be captured by the people of Yericho. So they stay at the home of a zona, this woman, whether she was actually a zona or she saw mazon in her pundak. Why did they choose to stay? There was a very busy place. You always have foreigners coming and going. You have travelers, you have people. They would be much less likely to arouse suspicion if they stayed at an inn or certainly at the house of a prostitute where people are coming in stealth and quietly, and that's why they go there. Pasuk Beis, Vayomer lamelech Yericho lemar, hine anashim bal hine halayla mibnei Yisrael lach par es arts. Ah, the king of Yericho gets word, behold, men came tonight from the children of Israel to scout out the land. So the king of Yericho hears what happened. Vayishlach melech Yericho al Rachav lemar, the king of Yericho sends a message to Rachav, hotziha anashim abam eleich asher bal leveseich ki lach pers kol arts bal. He says, Rachav, what are you doing? Give me the men who are your harbings. You know why they came there? They didn't come to for your business and they didn't come for your food. Right? You're the zona like a zona or a zona like Muslim. That's not where they're there. They came to scout out our land. They want to capture us. What does she do? She is a tzadikesh. And in fact, Chazal say, Meseches Megill Yadam and Beis, which I looked up when I was preparing this year, that Rachel was so righteous, she actually converted. And according to the Gemara there, Yeshua married her and 8 Nevi'im came from her, including Yirmiyahu. She was a very big tzadikesh. And what does she do? She takes these two men and she hides them. And why does she hide them? She realizes they're going to be in grave mortal danger if the king gets them. But Tomer, so she answers the king, the leader of Yericho. She says, you're right. These men did come to me, but I don't know where they came from. She keeps talking back. She's sending a message back to the king. When the gates of the city were closing in evening, in ancient times, they would close the gates of the city at night for security. You have to understand also, city doesn't mean like Manhattan or Lahavdil, Tel Aviv. Sorry to compare Manhattan to Eretz Yisrael. City doesn't mean a big city with millions of people. They were small regional cities, a few thousand people, maybe a few hundred people. So they closed the city gates at night for protection. So she says, yeah, they were with me, but I don't know. They just came. They came to me. And when the gates were closing, the men left. Lo yadati anahacho nashim. You think I keep track of where my customers go? They ran away. Ridfu meher. Quickly, the king of Yericho chased after them quickly. Kitasigu, maybe you could overtake them and catch up with them. While she sends that message to the king of Yericho, the he alashem hagaga, she takes them up to the roof. That, imagine like an attic space, an annex space. That tit minim bepishtei ha'eitz aruchos ha'alagag, and she hides them in the stalks of flax. Pishtan is flax, and the stalks of flax, the long stalks of flax that were arranged on her roof. Anashim radfu acharein. Meantime, the king of Yericho is sending his men to chase after these spies. Derech hayarden al ha'ma'abaros, over the pass, like the Mabul giver, the fords of the river, like by Yabok Ford, Ma'abor Yabok, when Yaakov is fighting with the angel. Okay, so the soldiers of Yericho are running after them. And just when the soldiers of Yericho leave, the gates clang shut for the night. So the men are in the city, Kalev and Pinchas. The soldiers are outside the city. They just laid down, and she goes up to the roof. And she says to the men, Pasuk Tash, Yadati ki nasan Hashem lechem es ha'aretz. Rachav says, listen, I know you people are inheriting this land. The chinafla emaschem aleinu, and behold, your fear has fallen upon us. The chinamogu kol yoshvei haaretz mipneichem, and behold, all the inhabitants of the land have melted before you. Kishamanu esasher hovishasham es mei yamsuf upneichem. Beseischem Mitzrayim. Could you imagine? 40 years ago was Yamsuf, and I saw when I was preparing that one Gemara says she was 10 years old 40 years ago. She still remembers what she heard 40 years ago. She says we all heard about Kriyas Yamsuf when you left Egypt. That was 40 years prior. Va'asher osisim l'shnei malachei emerisher be'evei yarden. We heard about how Moshe conquered the land of Sichon and Og. You destroyed those cities. Vanishma, when we heard, Vayimaslovavenu, our hearts melted. Velo kama od ruach beish v'pnechem. We don't even have any spirit left to stand before you. She's letting them know that the morale in the city is low, and the people believe that the children of Israel are going to come in and conquer them. And then she says, you know these words, because yes, they sound like aleinu. I'm in pasuk gedal. Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokim b'shamayim mima'al v'aris mitachas ra'ach. Says Hashem, your God, He is the ultimate power, capital P, in the heavens above, on the earth below. Now she wants to make sure that when the city's conquered, everyone's going to be slain. So what should she do? So she says, now please take an oath by Hashem. You will do with me a chesed. And I, v'asisem gamatem in beis avi chesed, unasatem li os emes. She says, I'm asking you to do a kindness, not only with me, but with my family, and give me a sign. What? When you come to conquer the city, don't slay us. V'hachayisem es avi v'esimi v'esachai v'esachosai is kosher lahem. V'itzaltem esnaf shoserim imavis. When you come back to conquer the city, please leave my father and my mother and my brother and my sister. She's asking, leave us alive, please. And everything that belongs to us, you should save our souls from death. And the men said, they agree. Nafshenu tachteichem lemus, meaning if we don't leave you alive, we're prepared to die. We agree. Imlo tagidu esdevenu zeh. However, we will only keep our side of the promise if you do not tell about what is happening here. Keep the secret. You know, it's very, very, very interesting that here in Pasuk Yadalin, they promise to do with her a chesed and emes. When God gives us the land, or in Pasuk Gedalit, we will act with you. We will do with you at a chesed and emes. You know why this is so very interesting? Because generally, you know what chesed v'emes is? Chesed v'emes, Rashi tells us, when Yaakov Avinu, at the end of his life, in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, asks his son Yosef to bury him in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah and not leave him in the land of Mitzrayim for any length of time, he asks Yosef to take an oath, v'asisu imadi chesed v'emes. And Rashi says there, it's in Perek Mem Zayin, the beginning of Vayichi. Rashi says there, Chesed she'osim im ha'meisim kriim chesed she'emes. She'enu mitzapu le'tashlum gmul. Why is the kindness you do with the deceased the ultimate kindness? It's a chesed of truth, because there's no ulterior motives. You're not waiting for them to pay you back. The person is deceased. It's after 120. They can't do anything for you. Every other chesed, you might have some ulterior motive. Maybe the person will pay me back. But when you do for the deceased, they're not paying you back. That's a chesed emes. I find it an interesting irony of Tanakh that in this case, chesed and emes is referring to sparing a life instead of saving a life. So when they say, we're going to do with you a chesed and emes, it's really amazing because you see here that they don't have an ulterior motive. Chesed and emes, chesed v'emes means a chesed with no ulterior motive on behalf of the giver. So really, these two men, Pinchas and Kaliv, are true tzaddikim, because generally when a person does a kindness for someone else, somewhere in the back of your mind, you think, I did for you, maybe one day you'll do for me. I did for you, maybe I'll get this in reward. When you do for the nifter, you don't expect anything for a reward. Here, when they say to her, we're going to do it with you, a chesed v'emes, really, they have no ulterior motive other than sparing this woman who they recognize as a righteous woman who recognizes the Kodesh Baruch Hu and to pay her back for the good that she did. Okay. Pasuk Tesvav, we quoted Rashi, the Pasuk Tesvav. But to read in Bechevel Ba'arachom, we already quoted Rashi. Remember, she lowers them by a rope through the window. How does Rashi know? How does the Gemara know that it's a special window? Because it says Hachalon. She lowers them down with the rope through the window. Hey, Hayudia, a specific window. Which window? The window and rope that the adulterers would come up. She says, God, by this window I sin, by this rope I sin, by these I'm doing teshuva. How could she lower them down through the window? Wouldn't they be in the city streets? No. Ki beisha bekira choma, ubechoma, hi yoshemes. The wall was very, very thick. Not like you think of a wall today. It was a thick fortifying wall around the city, and there was room for a house inside the wall. Her house was in the wall, so she lowers them to the outside of the city. And she says to them, I'm in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Pasuk Tezayin, yeah. She says, V'tormelam ha'hara lichu, go to the mountains, pen yifku b'chem arovim, don't forget, the soldiers are looking for you, run to the mountains, v'nach besim shama, get ready. She says, hide there, you know how many days? 3 days. Remember, I already told you 3 is very significant. You see it all over. Hide there for 3 days until the pursuers come back, and then you could go on your way. Vayom ela nashim, and the men said to her, Nikim anachnu mishvua secha ze asher ishbatanu. They say, we are absolved of the oath that you administered to us when, if you do not keep your condition. What is that condition? Hine anachnu baim ba'aretz. These are the spies speaking to Rachav. Because we are coming to the land. As tikvas chud hashani hazeh, Tikshri b'chalon, asher ho radetenu bo. As avich, as imech, as achayich, ve'is kol beis avich, te'as ve'alayich habaisa. So she said, they say to her, listen, how are we going to know which house is yours? It's going to be in the heat of battle. We're going to be conquering the city. We have to find one family and one house. So behold, this, when we come back to the land, this string of red cord, this scarlet cord, you will tie in this window, the very window that you lowered us down. Make sure your father's there, and your mother's there, and your brothers are there, and your whole family should be with you in the house. Why? If they're not in your house, we're not responsible for them. I think it's also very interesting, by the way, that it's called Tikvas Chut Hashani, because tikva, of course, means hope in Lashon HaKodesh. Yeshchar lepulatech, v'tikva la'acharitech, Hashem says to Rachel and Yirmiyahu, who, by the way, was a descendant of Rachash, in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph. So tikva is a meaning here. It's not just a scarlet thread. There's hope for you, Rachav, in this scarlet thread. If you keep your part of the deal, don't tell anyone we hear and follow our instructions, there's hope for you with the help of God through this thread. Okay? The spies tell her, but kosher yetze medalte beise, whoever leaves your house, hachutza, to the outside, dama barosho, he's responsible for his own life. If someone leaves and they go out into the city, anachnu nikiyim, we are absolved of our oath to protect you. We're telling you, v'chasher yia itach b'bayis dama barosheinu, but anyone in the house, his blood is upon us. Im yatiyebo, we are responsible for any spilled blood of your family inside your house. Anyone who leaves the house, we're not responsible. V'im tagidi esvereinu zeh, not only that, pasuchav, if you tell about these matters, in other words, if you give away the secret in our deal, we are also absolved of the oath. And she says, she agrees, as you speak, so it is. She sends them and they go. And she sighs the tikvas hashani b'chalom, this scarlet cord or thread in her window. And they go and they come to the mountain and they dwell over there for 3 days, pasuk habez, until the pursuers finally go back to Yericho. And the pursuers look for them. The pursuers can't find them. The soldiers of the king of Yericho can't find them. And the two men know after 3 days they could go back. They go down from the mountain. They pass on their way. They come to Yoshua ben Nun and they tell him everything that happened, everything that they found out. And they say to Yoshua, Hashem has given them in our hands. Nasan Hashem b'yadenu es kol ha'aretz. We understand after this mission, Hashem has given in our hands the whole land. V'gam namogu kol yosh v'yaretz mipanenu. And all the inhabitants of the earth have melted before us. Joseph B. Salvechik explains, I do not have time to quote the Rav inside, even though I wanted to, but what they were sent to do was, unlike the spies of Moshe, who were sent to see whether the city is open or fortified, were they strong or weak, trees or no trees, were the people tall or were they short, were there giants in the land. These spies were sent to test the morale, to find out the morale. After speaking to Rachav and understanding that even events of 40 years ago, Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael, the people are still trembling from, the people are still afraid of, they understand that there is no resolve in these people to fight back. The people, even before the Israelites get there, know that they're going to fall, and therefore they say to Yoshua, through Hashem's graces, the people have melted before us, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will conquer the land. So it's interesting, both the Parsha and the Haftarah are about spies going to the land, but the mission is different, and the end result is very different. Whereas the spies in Shlach aborted the mission for all of Am Yisrael, the spies in Yehoshua here are tzaddikim from beginning to end, who predict the mission will be successful. And perhaps in this case, we can say that the Haftorah is a tikkun, just like Rachav's window and rope she uses to be misaking her sins. The spies' mission in Yehoshua is a tikkun for the sin of the spies 40 years earlier. Call Misaba Ayushalayim Zocha V'Rabbisim Chasa, the day of Tisha B'Av that the first spies brought, we should be Zocha to see turn into a day of Yom Tov and a successful mission just like that of Pinchas and Kol. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.